Well, the beginning of our efforts began with the Department of Defense submitting to the Office of Management and Budget our top priorities, and we listed 10 of them. In that list of 10 was reform the hiring process for the Department of Defense. So that's what's given me the guidance and the vector on how and what to attack. So we decided, since we have a proven methodology that's been used throughout the Department of Defense and many other areas, that we would also apply this methodology to our hiring reform. And that's what got us started on this project.
And what is the basic problem with the hiring process that you felt had to be fixed?
The duration of the recruitment process is too long, and the quality of the candidate is not satisfactory.
So bad people coming in and taking too long to get them.
Perhaps not bad, but not as good as we'd like them to be.
Sure.
And so when you looked at the problem, and you know, people may not understand how Lean Six Sigma works, how does Lean Six Sigma then offer you a plan in order to make those adjustments in order to solve your problem?
Well, first of all, it's a very disciplined approach to examining any type of process. And the hiring process is just that. It has a number of steps in it. There's a number of segments in it. There's a number of people that get involved, organizations, et cetera. So the reason why Lean Six Sigma would be appropriate for this is that it takes it step at a time. It does a root cause analysis to understand what the issue was, and that it implements a proven best practice solution to it that you have to be able to sustain over time. So it's not a one-shot review with a one-shot answer. It's a continual process that is examined over time to make sure you stay at the level that you want to perform at.
And so, Mr. Siemens, what was it that you were trying to resolve? What were the key issues that you wanted to address with your hiring initiative?
First of all, we had to take a look at what the process actually is composed of. That is not what someone may articulate on a document, but rather what is actually happening at the point of service delivery, and what is the duration of each of the steps in that process. Now, we identified opportunities by considering the entire end-to-end process, identifying those that take the greatest period of time, and perhaps attack those as the greatest opportunity for reducing the total cycle time.
And so what did take the greatest amount of time?
There were several items. Among them were the evaluation of candidates, the security check, and the entry on duty process. Then we also discovered that the first five steps in the recruitment process were filled with cancellations, rework, and a lot of cancellations during that first introductory portion of the process.
And did you find this was the case across the board at DOD? I mean, is it pretty much even-handed across all of the many components, or did you find some offices that are pretty good at it?
Well, first of all, the entire spectrum was covered, really, of performance levels. There were some organizations that are absolutely doing it right, and those are the ones that we look to for best practices. We don't invent the wheel every time we solve a problem. There are probably some very good solutions that are already in place. So what we did is we gathered a lot of those good solutions. And then we had the other end of the spectrum where just about every phase of it went bad. I mean, if your average time is 155 days, you can't have a lot of really good ones and still keep that average that high. So the first step is obviously the comprehensive review of what's going on today and what our baseline is, grabbing the best practices from the ones who are doing it right and putting it together in segments, and that's where we are today with many segments of improvements, but hasn't been enacted in one particular organization from start to finish. And that's really what Howard's next project is all about.
And so this happens then in a rollout phase, or does it happen with certain sections of the Department of Defense, certain areas or program offices, or how do you roll it out?
Well, Howard will be, we're in negotiations right now to select that actual unit that will do this, and Howard will actually supervise the pilot. And so it will be a comprehensive end-to-end approach, but it will be with one organization with passionate leadership that wants to see a transformational change occur in their hiring process, and Howard's there to guide them and their organization through that process.
And so, Howard, what role will you take as they implement it? Will you be watching them step by step, kind of in a consultative way, or can you pretty much dictate how they do it?
Well, part of the process is that the people who actually do the job are the ones who continuously improve what they do. And so my role will include training the people who will implement the new capability and then coaching them through the implementation and then monitoring their success and take incidental corrective action as I identify challenges to the new process.
We're talking this morning to J.D. Cecilia, director of the Department of Defense Lean Six Sigma Program Office, and Howard Siemens, performance improvement specialist at the Department of Defense, about the new HR system that they're implementing to improve hiring within DOD using Lean Six Sigma principles. So how do you go about, let me just ask you, Mr. Siemens, how do you go about selecting that department or division that you think is going to be fired up about getting this done and really making those improvements happen?
Well, top-down leadership is critical to success. So we want to identify a portion of our organization that is committed to business transformation, to integration, coordination, synchronization of business operations. And with that top-down leadership, we hope to energize subordinate-level activities to fully engage us and to put all the effort of their organization behind the successful implementation.
Now, over on the civilian side of government, there's a lot of leadership from Jeff Zients, the chief performance officer. I imagine you have some pretty good air cover in DOD to implement this as well.
Well, it is a priority across the federal government, and his efforts have been to align all of the federal governments into achieving some of the top priorities for the government. And hiring is one that is across the board. Everybody could use improvement in that area. So he's very much supportive of any of the efforts that any of his organizations are attempting to improve on the hiring process.
And Mr. Cecilia, this is going to be a program that rolls out throughout the Department of Defense. Obviously, you want to do this right as you get it done. But, you know, my biggest curiosity is, how do you get good candidates? You're saying you want to improve the quality of candidates that you have applying for jobs. So how do you do that? I mean, that's got to be a more involved process than simply cutting down the amount of time it takes to interview them, all the internal stuff that you control. How do you get to the best people?
Well, the best people are going to apply for those positions that seem the most rewarding for what they want to do professionally. And we want to present the government service as one of those opportunities. It's rewarding work. It's a great environment to work in, opportunities for promotion, expanding their own skill sets by having opportunities to serve in different capacities. If those are the things that we're offering in government service, but it takes 100-plus days to get on the rolls, they're simply not going to wait around for those kind of opportunities. They will go with an organization that can get them on board sooner. Nobody wants to spend a lot of time either in transition or unemployed. So we believe that we are losing the best and brightest because our process takes too long. We have a great rewarding environment to work in, but to get there is just too hard at this point. It takes too long, and so we want to eliminate that barrier, and then we'll be able to see the best and brightest and the highest quality candidates applying and being accepted in government service.
Yeah, so in other words, they're coming to you in the first place, but they're just not sticking around because it takes so long.
That's a very good point. That's exactly right.
So the length of time now is, and what's the goal? Either one.
Well, currently, the average time in the Department of Defense is 155 days.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. And the goal, as articulated by the Office of Personnel Management, is 80 days.
Still a long time.
So not only is the total duration of the process unsatisfactory, but then the actual portion of the process that distinguishes the highly qualified candidates from the pool of minimally qualified candidates is currently unsatisfactory. However, that is part of the improvement project.
You know, last year we had the Defense Information Systems Agency on. They were having a job fair at that time, and they had a setup there where they could do drug screening and some background check, at least preliminary, and actually were making tentative offers on the spot. And then, of course, there's a due diligence that would take place afterwards. Does that kind of thing offer any promise for you?
It does. What that demonstrates is the capability of the process itself. In other words, you've probably heard the term, I'm going to hand walk this request through, where mm-hmm. they actually take the document and they walk to each office to get the appropriate signatures, et cetera. That demonstrates how fast the process could work. So by having a job fair where you can go through all of those steps on the spot and make a tentative offer tells you that the process can be much improved to get down to that kind of time frame. What happens is it repeatable, and is that what's occurring on a day-to-day basis? And the answer is probably not. So that demonstrates the potential. Now we have to implement all the things that were there at the job fair in a more routine day-to-day fashion.
And what about the security clearance issue? That is something that we have heard that takes a long period of time. I know the Office of Management and Budget has been working to clear up that lag time, you know, in government service. But I don't, does DOD do their own background checks, and is that something you control that you can speed up?
The two go hand in hand. Surely you can't bring someone on board until they have the appropriate clearance to work in that kind of a facility. But that effort has been going on for about 2 years now, and they are at the point now where they're actually moving people through that process in a matter of days as opposed to a matter of months,
wow,
which it had been. So the two are very much linked. And as Howard mentioned earlier, that it was a long pole in the tent, a long duration time to bring someone on board, but that's dramatically come down. And they're working on the fastest 90% of those clearance adjudications within days as opposed to months.
And that's one of the advantages now of the implementation of this particular project, is to take advantage of those improvements in suitability, security, clearance, adjudication, shortened time frames, so that we can move people aboard much more quickly.
We're talking to J.D. Cecilia. He is the director of the DOD Lean Six Sigma program, and also Howard Simons. He's performance improvement specialist at the Department of Defense. Is it Siemens?
Siemens.
Okay, Howard Simons. Let me do that again. And Howard Simons, performance improvement specialist at the Department of Defense. And then finally, gentlemen, I would ask you about Lean Six Sigma. Is this something that you see that has really been a benefit for Defense Department? I know, JD, this is a specialty of yours. Is something you see more and more use of, or how do you see it being an impact?
Well, Lean Six Sigma is a tool, and it's a very effective tool, and so there's no, you know, debate really about the merits of the methodology. What really is making the difference is the leadership. They are open to using this tool, among others, to really affect the bottom line, and the bottom line is performance. So it doesn't matter if it's acquiring a weapon system or hiring a candidate or, you know, moving documents through the staff. There's a process behind everything. And the leadership is becoming more and more open to using this particular methodology to improve the performance of the Defense Department, which essentially means we want to make our operations as efficient as our warfighters are effective.
And so that means to you just cutting out inefficiencies by looking at what's causing the delay.
It's eliminating the root cause, absolutely, but it's putting in a sustainable solution. As opposed to, you know, we have a history of fixing problems over and over again. And the reason we're doing that is we didn't put a sustainable solution in place. So this takes a very hard look at what we consider the answer.
Okay. And so you do see this then potentially moving into other areas of the Department of besides hiring, moving into other areas.
It is already. It's in just about every process that is in existence today. There's an opportunity, and there's probably some activity that's already had LSS applied to it.
And throughout government, you can see this applying also?
I believe with Jeff Zients as the chief performance officer for the federal government, he's forming quite a coalition of performance improvement, and they all have their own variation of what they're doing. But the idea behind any of this is improving performance. And so whether it's LSS or some other similar methodology, the idea is the same. Let's take a comprehensive review, a systematic breaking down, and a methodical approach to solving it and putting a very sustainable solution in place.
And how long do you think the hiring program that you're going through, the hiring improvement program, will take to implement? When will you see satisfactory results from this? When do you think you'll get good feedback about whether it's working or not?
I would imagine we'd see the initial capability within 6 months.
That's quick.
And then the whole concept of continuous process improvement or continuous performance improvement is to continually improve and reduce the cycle time, continue to improve the quality of the candidate.